Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Bott.
No, this is kind of like, oh, let's have a nice breath of fresh air here in 2021.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, yeah, man, I am happy to have 2020 in the rearview mirror. Books closed. Deal is done. Goodbye, 2020. Now, I had a great time in certain times of 2020,
yeah.
But it was a good year for the show. However, comma, I'm sick of this.
Yeah, let's try and move forward.
Let's keep moving. Let's
be optimistic here and hope that 2021 is better than last year.
Yeah, it can't sit there and say, hold my beer, let's be honest.
Don't say that, dude.
Like, come on. There we go. Well, this is where we talk about home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Want to thank all of our new stations out there. We keep just getting more and more every week. So this is a two-hour show where we do fairly deep dives into home improvement every single week. We might have an interview. We might have everything else. But the one-stop shop for us is aroundthehouseonline.com. That's the website where we've got all the data up there. We've got videos. We've got, of course, the podcast if you're listening to us on the radio right now. So you can catch that. And then, of course, you can send us a message over there, on the contact us. And if you've got any questions there, that's one way to get a hold of us.
Absolutely. Say that you're shy. That is a very good way to ask us a question, and we will absolutely answer it. But we'd like to have you in the show. We want you on the radio. Give us a call here in the studio. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our number is 971-233-8992. Call, leave us a message with your home improvement question, and a good time for us to call you back. And then as soon as we call you back, Eric will call you, and we'll record it out, and we'll have you put into the show, and you can hear yourself on the radio.
You got it. And you'll be helping other people as well. When you see, you know, there's so many people out there with different questions and things like that. Your questions are going to help somebody else with the same question that just hasn't decided to call in yet.
And it really, say you're listening to today's show and you're like, oh man, I don't want to call and ask a question based on what they're talking about today. They're not going to want to talk about that next week. Not at all. Give us a call. We will totally revisit something we've talked about previously in order to clarify or to get your question answered.
You got it, man. You got it. Well, you know, my hand's healing up. I had a little hand surgery over the holiday weekend, so my DIY project list was dialed back a little bit.
Understandably so.
It's okay, though. It's okay. And then got a Morgan Day Oregon video that just aired this last week. I've got new space-age technology in the house now.
Nice.
So we've got a new air purifier. I'll bring these guys on because it's cool, but it's NASA-approved technology. And so it basically, you know, it cleans all the viruses, mold, contaminants out of the air of your home, and it also gets the surfaces too.
Ooh.
So no COVID in my house.
you're being cautious. See,
yes.
I'm curious. So anytime that I see something like this, this is always something I want to talk to our good friend Carolyn about.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want
to get her.
She
does these things. We'll get her on here soon. She's been so busy. I was going to try to get her on over the holidays, but she was in the running for New Jersey Business Person of the Year.
Awesome. And for anyone who doesn't know who we're talking, this is Carolyn Blazovsky.
Yep.
She is America's Healthy Home Expert. We usually try and have her on a couple times a year.
We're due again with her again. I mean, I talk to her every week, so it's just one of those things. Yeah,
well, if you talk to her that much, just get her on.
I know it. Book her. I know it.
Speaking of shows that we do, you know, fairly benchmark throughout the year, today is our, we do this once a year. This is cost versus value that we're going to be going into today.
You got it. So this is, they always release this report typically, a report in January. This is from Remodeling Magazine. So they spend an entire year compiling data on major projects within your house, what they cost, what the return is, and, you know, just to see, okay, what's the cost versus value? And it's interesting, especially this year in 2020, looking at these numbers, because we've had some major shifts. We've had some major shifts in areas like, for instance, today we're going to talk about three different areas, but I can't talk of everyone out there like the one that's probably in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing is, this is a report you can get for free and just look up Remodeling Magazine Cost versus Value Report. Very easy. And you can sign up for it. You can download it. And all of a sudden, you've got all your data for your local area. But we're going to talk about some of the key ones here. We're going to talk about it in a couple different areas. We're going to talk about here in Portland where we're at. So that's a good benchmark. Then we're going to talk about Chicago and then Allentown, PA. And so we're going to kind of do three different regions across kind of the northern half of the country. And to be honest, we just don't have enough show to be able to do the same thing down south.
We
so
can't
bear
get
with us, guys. So we'll keep expanding on this as we go. But I just don't want to make it too much, you know, get too far in the weeds on this.
Absolutely. Well, and the cool thing is if you look this up online, it not only will it break it down by the city that you live in, but it's actually will do region and then show you the national average as well. So you can kind of balance out on what might be a good project to maybe delve into.
And this stuff dives into deck additions and grand entrances and windows and roofing and siding and all these different things. So we're just going to kind of handpick some stuff here today on some of the ones that caught my eye because they've been changing around. And here's one of them I was interested on here as well because we don't see it too much in our area with siding, but, you know, we have a lot of fiber cement siding out there, and the other one is kind of vinyl. I'll be honest, here in the Northwest, it's very different than it is on the East Coast because on the East Coast, vinyl siding does pretty well out there. Out here, It is a hated product by many people in our area, where in the East Coast, it's like, oh, it's beautiful, it's awesome, it's, you know, out here. I think it's because we have so many areas out here that have, on the eastern side of the states, that have that just beating sun, and it just doesn't hold up to that heavy heat, and so it ends up failing pretty quickly.
Yeah, and they typically, well, just because we have so many mountain ranges over here on the west side that they just don't, they get sun all year long.
Oh, yeah, it just gets beat up. So when you get them to siding replacement with fiber cement, the descriptions are the key on these. Replace 1,250 square feet of existing siding with new fiber cement siding. Factory primed, factory painted, installed to manufacturer specs. Include factory trim at openings and corners. Pretty simple, right?
Basic.
It's just basic. Well, when then you go onto the list, for instance, here in Portland, when you look at siding replacement, let me find that here. All right. Average price here in Portland, Oregon, $17,311. But if you look over here in Chicago, that's $23,000 and $411. Big difference. And then you go over to Allentown, PA.
They're on par with Portland.
They're just a little bit cheaper
yeah. than Portland.
So then you start looking at what the replacement, what the value is to the home. So when you're looking at Allentown, you're at, you know, that added 16 grand of value. You know, when you're looking at Portland, you're at 17.6. And then Chicago, you've added 16.
Yeah, 16 to 17,000.
But here's the difference. In Chicago, you only get 68.8% of that back because of the expensive price of the installation. Versus in Portland, where it's, you know, so much lower, you're getting $101.7 back.
Well, and it seems like, yeah, you're getting that because you're spending over $10,000 more to do the project in the first place.
So that's where it gets interesting.
$6,000
more, yeah. So really, you know, when you're looking at it here, especially in Allentown, you're almost 100%. So that's one of those things that you're going to give a good curb appeal. It's going to look good. And then you've got something that you're getting that money back on. That's a huge deal. And you're going to notice as we go through this, the things that make a big difference are going to be those things that add curb appeal. I mean, it's crazy. When you look at the stuff that doesn't, it's the additions that you don't get.
Yeah, that you don't get the money back.
Yeah, I mean, if you start looking here at the low numbers, some of these additions, like in Chicago, your cost recouped on a bathroom addition is under 50%.
Wow,
and then,
yeah.
You know,
it's under 50%.
Allentown, PA, it's at 40%. So think about that. 60% of that money, you're throwing away. So you're not going to recoup that very quickly. So those are things you need to spend some time and think about with that. Now, one of the other ones I thought was interesting was garage door replacement.
Again, something you can see from the front of the house, curb appeal.
Yep, absolutely. So that garage door replacement they show is $36.69 in Portland. In Chicago, you're at $4,000. And then in, $3,600 in Allentown.
Yep.
So you're getting, in Allentown, 121%. You're getting, 144% in Portland. I guess we have a lot of ugly garage doors. And in Chicago, you only get 80%.
Well, so here's the thing, though. If you actually look at the numbers, Chicago is on par with the national average,
like, yep.
and their region as well. It's Portland. It's those 144%. That is uncommon and probably near the top of the scale.
So if you're going to go sell your house, what I get out of that, and you live in Portland, Oregon, or even Allentown, you're doing pretty good.
Do a garage door replacement.
Garage door replacement's going to help you. It's going to get your money back. And that's going to be something that's going to put money back in your pocket. All right, we've got so much more, including kitchen and bathroom models, manufactured stone veneer, even a bathroom model we'll be talking about as well. All that and so much more just as soon as Around the House returns. I want to introduce you to our new sponsor on Around the House with Eric Chi. I absolutely despise having to carry water softener salt and load it up. Well, if you're like me, then I have a solution for you. Check out NaturalSoft. NaturalSoft solves those hard water issues using a catalytic process. And when you combine it with one of their filtration systems, you now have a complete water treatment system for you and your family. For clean, soft water you can depend on from NaturalSoft, head to solosalescompany.com. Check the podcast show notes for details and make sure and tell them Eric G sent you. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is your home improvement source every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Man, we are talking about that annual cost versus value report.
One of my favorite shows of the year.
You got it. This is that one where we help people really try to figure out what the projects are going to be smart for their pocketbook and their home value. And if you're going to live in that house forever, it doesn't really matter.
No, this is something that it's like, okay, you don't know what project you want to do, but you know you want to do something with your house, and you know that you're going to end up selling this house. So really, where should you start and where can you expect to get that money back?
This is really that show that you should pay attention to. If you're going to be in your house for 5 years and you're going to move, this is the one to pay attention to because this is the one that you're worried about getting that money back. Now, before we jump into this, I do want to say if you want any more information around the house, you can head over to Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you join our closed group, which is Around the House Nation, where we're all putting up our projects, some funny memes. It's good stuff over there as well. But if you want to contact us, there's two different ways you can do it on the website.
Absolutely. That website is aroundthehouseonline.com. You'll see there at the top we have our phone number, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 971-233-8992. And if you're shy and say you don't want to go on the radio, that's totally fine. Just hit the Contact Us button. That'll be enable you to send us an email, and we will still answer your question here in the show.
You got it, man. All right. Well, let's dive into another one here. You know, manufactured stone veneer is one of those things that can be a nice upgrade for the curb appeal. And I'm not going to get out of the boring details of what that is, but we all know what manufactured stone veneer looks. It's that stuff that looks like rock that you put on the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And this is the cost versus value report. So if you want to see this for your specific area, you can just look up cost versus value. It's from Remodeling Magazine, and you can sign up and download your own copy for that. We'll have all the links to that over on the website, or actually on the Facebook, and then we'll have it over on the in the podcast as well, so you can, you know, click and link to that. But with manufactured stone veneer, it's interesting. You know, when you look at the national average, that's something that you get about 95.6% back.
Is that safe?
Yeah. So you're, I mean, it's going to cost you $9,357 on average, but you get an $8,900 return on it. It's pretty good. What's interesting is in Portland, Oregon, here, it's a $9,456 cost. It adds $10,850. So you have 114.7% return. And then when you go to Chicago, it costs you $10,600 basically. Your resale value is $9,600, so it's a 90% return. That's pretty good still for something you're giving curb appeal to. Now, all you folks out in Allentown, that's where it's good. You got a $9,000 job cost, $10,000 return, and 111% return on that.
It's really intriguing because Chicago, just based on what we've looked at so far, seems to be much more on par with national averages.
Yeah.
Whereas Allentown and here in Portland, there are some things that are kind of outliers, I would say.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's interesting how those things all play in together with this. Now, here's another one here. And there's lots of different entrances and stuff on this. And we're not going to get into the weeds on this. But I thought this was interesting. Entry door replacement. For a steel entry door. So this is your walk into the home center and get a steel half-light entry door. So it's, you know, the top half is glass, mm-hmm. bottom half is steel. Got a nice pattern, new jamb, everything else. You're going to put that in. So when you look at the national average on that, you know, it's an $1,800 job cost to have somebody put it in. Resale value of $1,294. So you get a 68.6% return on that. Now, here in Portland, you get a 90% return on that being an $1,888 job cost. So that's interesting. The 68, almost you get 20% more in Portland than you do with, you know, than you do a lot of other places. But now you look in Chicago, again, this is another one of those. They're very on par with the national average with a $2,200 job cost, and a $1,500 recoup, but a 68.5. So they're dead on with that. And then Allentown, this is where it gets interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. $1,860 job cost, $1,000 resale value at 54.4%.
Ugh.
And well, I'll be honest, well below.
Even their Middle Atlantic local average, well below.
And I don't know why, because, you know, curb appeal usually has such a big return.
Absolutely.
Maybe all you folks in Allentown just have pretty doors.
Yeah. And it's just like everyone's got one.
Everybody's so, got a nice one. It doesn't matter. You know, so maybe that's just not a big deal. We're out here, maybe it's a little bit more. But I thought that was a fascinating number right there, especially on the return to be, you know, double the return money on that.
Well, and not to kind of take us over to a different one, but I'm looking here. So we've got entry door. I always like to look at the entry door replacement and garage door. I like to look at both of those and see how they compare. And it's really kind of crazy when you look at Allentown for a garage door replacement. It's $3,700,
mm-hmm.
$4,500 added value with 121% recoup. That compared to the entry door at 54%, that seems very odd that they would treasure their garage doors more than the entry doors.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that maybe these guys are off a little bit on their there might be an outlier that we're missing here, but
because that just seems odd to me.
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, and some of the other things that's interesting on this too, and you know, we've got time to talk about it here before we go out to break, but you know, you get into some of these grand entrances where you can spend almost 10 times that. They don't have any better return on stuff.
No, it's still right there between 50 and 60%.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter. It's basically if you do a bigger grand entrance, take your number, subtract 10% off it, but you're going to spend 10 times the money on it sometimes. Yeah. So all of a sudden that 1600 is
looking pretty good
for those. So I like that we've got these returns on these because these tell us some stories that, okay, that's a good place to spend money in your house, that if it's a short-term deal for you, it's a great maintenance item, it's going to look beautiful, it's going to look good from the street, and it's going to put some money back in your pocket, especially if you're looking at 144% return on a garage door replacement in Portland. That's where it gets to be interesting. Absolutely. All right, when we come back, let's talk about major kitchen remodels. What's that going to bring you? We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. To make a better day. I can't keep it locked inside. It'll get you down. Down. You know two things only get better in time. Women and wine. Hey, this is
Farewell, Angelina.
And you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. It goes down so smooth.
Glass, 'cause that color red never looks so good, so good.
Let's welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Plus, we talk during the week if you listen to the podcast, so make sure you catch us anywhere you catch podcasts. Now, that could be over at aroundthehouseonline.com where we post up first, or it could be on Pandora.
Yeah, we got a few listeners on Pandora.
We do. Thanks everybody out in Pandora. And of course, we've got the Spotify's of, I think our biggest, of course, is Apple. But, you know, we've got so many guys like that. And it's really interesting to watch the places in the country that listen and where we're hot and where we have less listeners. But it's fascinating looking at that data on the podcast side of things because it doesn't always correlate with the radio show where it's going.
No, I mean, especially when if you want to, let's broaden the scale a little bit. Let's talk about places where we are not on the radio at all. And we've got listeners. Thank you. Canada, Japan, India, lots of places actually.
Yeah, India, man, you guys keep growing and growing. That's a very emerging market for us out there. So
absolutely.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it. And we can see that you're listening. So it's pretty awesome. Well, we've been talking, you know, cost versus value here. And one thing I wanted to talk about, and I bring this up every time, but I just want to make it, we're talking data here, right? There is a little bit more to this that's not covered in the cost versus value report.
That's not covered in numbers.
No. Here's the thing. You need to put this into a context. You know, that context is when you have a house, let's say it's a $400,000 house you're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. Just grabbing a random number. You need to compare it to the other $400,000 houses that are in your market.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe all those people have beautiful, wonderful kitchens in them. And if your $400,000 house doesn't have a beautiful and wonderful kitchen, for people out there that are doing their, you know, multiple listing service here in the U.S. search and going around and looking at homes with their realtor, guess what? You're going to have the lowest rated kitchen.
Yep. And those other houses are going to look a lot more appealing.
So you need to be on game with the rest of the homes in your neighborhood and in your area. So these are things that maybe front doors are big. Maybe they're not. Maybe the bathrooms are important. But think about your house. Think about what's, you know, literally, if you're going to put your house up for sale or you want to get that return out of it, go around and pretend like you're shopping for houses in your neighborhood in the price point with the bedroom count that you've got.
See what else, see what you're going to be competing against.
See what the other people are doing. And so this is really one of the things that I want to. This is a lot of great data, but you need to put that in with the rest of this because it's important.
Well, and the other thing that I do want to mention is while we might go through things and be like, oh, you get, you know, 50% of your costs recouped and everything. And you're like, well, that doesn't sound great. But you have to think about this. Say you aren't going to sell your house for 5 or 10 years.
Heck yeah.
You're going to be living there. So you're giving yourself value as well by having this living space the way you want.
You got a brand new kitchen or a brand new bathroom or whatever you get to enjoy for that many years. And then you'll get some of that back.
Yeah. And well, and just think about the rest of it is the time that you've been able to have this thing that you got to have exactly the way you want it.
Excellent point, man. Excellent point. Well, let's dive into major kitchen remodel. This is always a big one.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get into the details on this. This is what they call a mid-range. And I'm going to be brutally honest, guys. This is not what I would call as a kitchen designer, and this isn't me being snooty, but this is not what most people call a mid-range kitchen.
This is your more.
This is a budget kitchen.
Run of the mill.
Here's why. So basically, they're saying it's a 200 square foot kitchen. I don't have a problem with that. But you're putting in semi custom wood cabinets, island. Here's where the train comes off the tracks for me.
Okay.
Laminate countertops.
Ugh.
No, people want stone. They want quartz. They want solid surface.
Even mid-range, I wouldn't
put. Mid-range, no. I would not call laminate. I'm sorry. Standard double tub stainless sink with, you know, single level faucet. Yep. Range, vented range hood, built-in microwave, all these other things. Custom lighting. New resilient flooring. So that's vinyl flooring down there. That's not a tile floor or hardwood.
Nope.
You know? And then you're finishing all the painted walls and trim and ceiling. So this is not your, I'm putting quartz in with an undermount sink and I'm shiplapping this and I'm, no. This is a basic kitchen remodel.
And don't be surprised when this is the most expensive project that we're probably going to talk in depth on today.
Correct.
And this is not what we would consider a mid-range remodel.
Well, and the thing is this is, again, these are installed prices. So if you're going to be doing yourselves a DIY project,
it'll be cheaper.
It's going to be cheaper. And it might be half as much of this. You know, many of these remodeling things are, you know, the materials are half the cost.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about this for a minute. So the major kitchen remodel, $68,490 is the average across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
At $40,000 resale value, 58.6% return. Now, here in Portland, it's dead on pretty much within a few hundred bucks of the national average. But you get a little more out of it where it's a $46,000 return. So you get 66.8%, which is not too bad.
Especially compared to that national average.
Yeah. Now, Chicago, that's an $80,000 remodel. So you're adding 12 more thousand to that, almost 13. You're getting 46. Almost 47,000 back, so you get a 58% return on that. That's not good numbers.
No, but again, it's right on par with the national average.
Now,
this is where this was surprising to me. Go ahead.
Allentown, sorry kids. You guys out there, it's even worse. 68,566 job cost. You're only getting 28, almost 29,000 back. So if you're doing a kitchen remodel just to do it, to add value to your house before you sell it,
you should be
you're getting 42% back.
So, and just to compare, yeah, $68,000 to do the job in Allentown, it's about the same in Portland. Mm-hmm. The resale value in Allentown is about $15,000 less than what it is in Portland.
Now, just to give you a comparison too, people are going, oh, what's a major kitchen remodel cost? National average on that? Is $135,000.
You're saying upscale. Not just major, but upscale.
Yeah, major upscale one. So if you want to kick this up a notch,
you're doubling the cost.
You're doubling that cost. And that's getting you some other stuff. I just want to touch on this for a second. You know, you're doing the same 200 square foot kitchen. You've got some sliding shelves, interior accessories, you know, built-in refrigerator, pro style appliances. But now you're putting in the stone. Now you're putting in the under cabinet lights and
the nice
and tile floor and all that stuff. So really what most people
a
go in.
A proper kitchen remodel.
It's what most people want for their kitchen remodel. It's what they see on TV. It's what they see in the magazines. It's what they see in the home centers. So it's just one of those things that, and to be honest, some of these don't give you that upscale one doesn't give you much better return.
No.
You know, Chicago, it's actually less. In
across
Portland,
the board, it's less. It's 5% less on the national average.
Yeah, but even in even a major kitchen remodel is still 6-7%. Yep. The only place it's a little bit more return is in Allentown, and only because, to be honest, percentage wise, it's because that major kitchen remodel mid range is so low.
It's because that's 42%. Yeah. Yep.
So, that's just one of those things that I really want you to think about when you're thinking about a kitchen remodel. Now, you can do a minor one. That minor remodel starts to actually get you a little bit better return.
Now, what are you, so real quick, without going into the weeds, what are you,
honest, a fluff and buff. You're just going in and cleaning stuff up. I mean, really, you're keeping the cabinets. You're putting in some new, you're kind of doing some refacing. You know, maybe a new range, maybe a new refrigerator, you know, new laminate countertops.
Nothing major.
It's what I call a fluff and buff.
Okay.
You're going to go in, cabinets aren't getting swapped out. You're not changing anything around. You're just putting some new surfaces in, you know, maybe put some new laminate over the top.
But it adds even more value.
That, it does, but that's only because it's a $21,000 remodel on average.
Yeah.
And so really, there's not a big jump there, but because of that fluff and buff, now you're up into, in some areas, like Portland, it's a 75% recoup, and 71 in Allentown, and
about 77.5 across the board in national average.
You know, so it's you're in that same ballpark. So those are things that you just kind of have to look at and decide, okay, what's the value to me? What's the value to the resale when it comes to that?
Yeah, so if you're doing a project just to add value, maybe that little minor fluff and buff is really the better route for you to go, because you're not going to put as much money into it, but you're going to add at least percentage-wise more value.
Yeah, it's going to look a lot better. So that's one of the things. And, you know, and the one thing I'll say in Chicago, too, is Chicago has some interesting things, and why you see some of these things cost more in Chicago is some of their building codes are different than everywhere else in the country. Like, in the kitchen, for instance, I believe in Chicago, in the city, everything has to be run in conduit. You can't run the electrical wires, so it all has to go in conduit. There's all these other little things that happen.
Like more strict or more
lax? Yeah, it's kind of more strict, really, even though their contractor laws aren't, but their codes are. So it's interesting how that goes. They're kind of the different one in the country that way. And that's one of those things that I kind of shake my head at a little bit. Okay, so you can easily add a little more work to those projects just because you're having to follow those building codes that are very unique to the greater Chicago market out there. So just something to think about. All right, when we come back here, I want to talk about bathroom remodels, because that's a big one. That's that one. We have more bathrooms and kitchens in our home in many cases. So it's one of those things that I think is a really hot subject. And I think you might be surprised on these numbers as well, because those are things that, might cost you a little bit of money if you don't play this correct. We'll do more of that just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric Chief. This is your home improvement source every weekend. Thanks for joining us. We've been talking about cost versus value. And as we go into this kind of last segment of our first hour of the radio show and this segment of the podcast, I want to make sure that you listen to the next one as well, because the next hour here, we've got a lot going on. We're going to wrap up some more cost versus value. We're going to talk about some stuff that's happening outside of your home on that one. But more importantly, I've got Greg from Cascade Tree Works coming on.
Nice.
And we're going to be talking about tree care, what you can be doing around your house to kind of eyeball things before you bring a professional out, what you should be looking at, what are the important things, what can you do as a homeowner to make sure those big trees don't come falling over on your house or your neighbor's house, and how do you deal with that? So we've got a lot of information wrapped up in the rest of next hour. So if you're only catching this one, make sure you go over to catch that. Where can you catch it if you're listening on the radio? Most likely it's going to be right after this, but if it gets preempted with sports or something else is happening, it happens out there. Make sure and grab it over at aroundthehouseonline.com or anywhere you catch podcasts, and you can catch it right there.
Trust me, by the time you hear this, it'll be up there, because that is the first place that we disseminate our podcasts. Everywhere else, Apple Podcasts, they get it from aroundthehouseonline.com.
Absolutely. So we'll have it up there, and you'll be good to go. All right, well, let's jump into cost versus value on the bathrooms. And again, kind of like the kitchen, I want to make sure that we touch about this. A major mid-range kind of bath remodel is very simple. You're just replacing the fixtures, but you're replacing them with low-quality pieces, let's be honest.
Yeah, with budget, run-of-the-mill pieces.
Yeah, it's a porcelain-on-steel bathtub. That's about a cheap, other than a fiberglass one, that you're going to get. You know, 4x4 ceramic tile surround, who does that? So, I mean, we've got a lot of these things here.
You bath designer, you.
Yeah, I know it. Solid surface vanity counter, integral sink, which is that cheap plastic sink
that
looks like marble. They're not replacing the cabinet either. Vinyl wallpaper, vinyl floor. Okay? You hear me? This is not the best deal. But here's the thing. Now let's talk about what the national average is on this bathroom
model. It's a $21,000 job.
It is. And a cost recoup of $64,000. Now, again,
well, I mean, 64%.
Yeah, I was going to say $64,000.
That would be one heck of a bathroom remodel.
Hand me my whiskey. So, yeah, 64% cost recoup on the national average. Well, what's interesting, though, is if you look at Portland, you know, that's a on par on the cost.
Yep.
And $3,000 more for the recoup, so you're at 74.8. That's not so bad. Chicago? Yeah, that's a $27,000 project with a 53.3% cost recoup. Now, Allentown, pretty good. $20,000 project, almost $15,000 at a 71.2% cost recoup. Pretty solid.
Yep.
On getting that money back. Now, you're not going to get every dollar back. You're going to have a decent looking bathroom that's clean.
Again, you are getting yourself a bathroom the way that, well, I mean, if this is the way that you want it, which I hope it is because you're remodeling it, then you're at least adding value in your own eyes to it as well as a monetary value when you sell the house.
Yes. Now, if you look at the upscale bathroom model, just an example.
Which is the, okay, if you're remodeling your bathroom and you want to upgrade it at all, this is about what you're going to be looking at. This is what a remodel that you would want to do.
Yeah. So this is really kind of.
This is spendy.
Yeah, you know, I'll kind of call this here kind of what most general master bathrooms would be.
Okay.
Let's be honest. I mean, this is, even though it's square footage size of the, you know, many homes don't have big master bathrooms, if you're going to have to add to that. But when it comes down to that, the average on that is $67,106. Now, that's going to get you your stone. It's going to get you your tub.
Nice.
Nice glass shower door, all those kind of things. That's really kind of the proper fittings. But on the national average, it's only 56% return. So if you look at Portland, you know, that's a 64% return with a $68,000 cost. Chicago, whew, $81,000 for that at a 54% return. And Allentown, that's a $65,000 cost. At a 64.4% return.
Better than the national average.
Better than the national average. So again, these are things when you're hiring a contractor, it's not accounting for asbestos remediation. It's not accounting for lead paint.
Yep, all that testing.
All that hidden stuff. You know, oops, found rotted floor joists. You know, all the things that you see sometimes in remodeling. But I want you to make sure that you've got this stuff covered. So when you dive into this, you know. These are what the national averages are. And the good news is if you can start using these numbers to plan just a little bit. I mean, plan for that project. Before you have to call that contractor out and you think that you're going to do the average bathroom model and you've got $10,000 in the bank, you're kind of close. You're
about halfway there.
Yeah. But you're not there yet.
Exactly.
So it's just one of those things. And so really, how you want to find this stuff, too, and I know that everywhere in the country is different. That's the beautiful part of this.
Yes, this is why we look at we try and at least compare to the national average.
And I'm trying to bounce that across width-wise. But when you get into this, you can really, when you want to go over to the cost versus value report, just go to Remodeling Magazine. It's really easy to find. Just Google up Remodeling Magazine. We're going to have the link on Facebook and as well on the show notes for the podcast.
Yep.
You can find it there. The cool thing with this is you'll be able to look up your area. I mean, they have national data, east, north, central, east, south, central. They have all these different groupings, you know, of geography around the U.S. So if you're in, it doesn't matter if you're in Anchorage, Alaska, or, you know, Dallas, Texas, they've got something for you.
You'll be able to look at these same numbers we've been talking about in this hour and compare them both regionally and across the country.
Absolutely. So you'll be able to kind of see how that stuff averages out, how it works in your neighborhood, and that's the important part with this. But again, this is just part of the discussion that you should be having with it.
No, this is you know, doing your due diligence and prep and at least getting a ballpark number of what you can expect to be paying for a certain project.
Exactly. Well, coming up here, we've got a lot of great shows ahead coming up here in the next few weeks. Yeah. I've got some fun stuff. We're going to be talking a little more bathroom models. Before we go out to break here, I want to kind of tease
some of the shows are going to be coming up here in January. We're going to be talking tile and heated tile floors.
Nice.
We're going to be talking about how to do a curbless shower floor as well. So, you know, that where you can walk right in, you don't have to step up over. It's just naturally going in there. So we'll have our friends from Rapid Recess on for that. That's a cool one. That's a cool new little bracket. So we can expect those guys on here in the next few weeks. And then going to be bringing in some of my celebrity friends here, too. We're due for some of these guys to come in.
They've been. I mean, come on. I mean, last year was last year, and we were all hanging out, and I'd like to get some of them on now.
We're going to get those guys scheduled. Now that we're through the holidays, they said first of the year, and we're going to put them on first of the year. So, all right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening to this hour one of Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you hit us up for hour two, where we're going to talk the rest of this cost versus value. And more importantly, we'll be talking trees just as soon as Around the House returns. Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.